And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And they're here. Yes, both of them. Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom Reels are here. We're going to be talking some serious reels and big fish. Stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers is catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bite. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, Wizards are in. They're in the house.
The senior and junior wizard.
Today is going to be a fun day. You got fishing reels. Today's the radio show for you.
Cal, what did it take for Eric to get you here today?
It wasn't that. It was that little comments that I got.
Hey, Rick did his job, right?
We guilted you into it.
Shamed him in.
You know, when you get a little older, sometimes you still remember things.
I understand. Believe me. Yeah, for sure. Well, welcome, Cal and Eric. It's great to have you both.
Yeah, hi, yeah. Guys.
Good morning.
Fantastic. And so what's been going on at Cal's? Now, it used to be called Cal's two-speed reel. Now it's Cal's custom reels.
Custom-built reels, yeah.
Custom-built reels. We just, because we're not two-speeding older reels anymore,
yeah,
because of the cost. And, to be honest, it isn't fair to a customer to tell him, you know, spend all that money to two-speed his older reel when parts are not even becoming available for them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not just Penn. It's also the Shimano, because we used to two-speed the old TTSs.
Yeah.
We couldn't buy parts for the stuff. So why have somebody spend money on it and then later on, you know, 6 months later, have a $20 part go out and you can't use the reel? So we decided it was time to stop.
And the name Cal's, more drag, better free spool, and lower low gears doesn't roll off the tongue quite as nice.
No.
Removing the top bar or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Whatever.
Now, speaking of which, you guys did a couple of reels for me, a couple of my Tiagras. I love those things without the top bar. Oh, my gosh. What a great reel.
Well, it gives us that new ability to put your hand on the top.
Yeah.
And as long as you're not pushing the reel too far, because those are not drawbar reels. They're what we call a push-type reel.
Right.
You know, which you do use the frame more for support. But they still will handle fine and very easy. Makes it a lot easier to cast and everything else.
And still have plenty of drag.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of drag.
Not a problem.
Especially after these two work their magic.
Yeah. So, Eric, what exactly do you do when somebody says, I have this reel and I want you to fix it?
Make it better.
Yeah. How do you make it better?
Well, usually they end up saying, just like you said, magic. Well, I wish it was that easy, right?
Yeah.
You just wave your hand over it and it's done. But it's a lot of work. I mean, it's, you know, I explained it on the last trip I was on to a bunch of guys. They wanted to know, and they were like, wow, that's incredibly, and the amount of time and stuff that you put into it. But usually I'll ask what type of fishing you're doing, where you're going, how the rest of your gear is, and stuff like that, and try to figure out what's best for them.
Yeah. So, speaking of fishing, you just got off a trip on the Royal Star.
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I don't know how these crews do it, of staying up day, night, everything else like that. And it's, I think last Sunday, it was a 3-day, but last Sunday we had 40 fish between 100 and 200 pounds.
Oh, jeez, 40.
Yeah, 40 fish.
At night?
That was all during the day.
During the day.
So that was the day after we had already stayed up at night.
Wow.
Cal, how many long range trips have you been on that didn't have 40 between 100 and 200 pounds?
A lot.
Right?
A lot.
Yeah. For the whole trip.
For the whole trip.
For 15 days at a time.
16 day trips. I mean, if you got, you know, one. First few years, if the boat got one over 200, that was a big deal.
But, sure.
You know, everything has changed so much, you know, between the reels, the rods, the line.
Yeah.
Braided line has made a huge difference. The reels were always strong enough. We just didn't have the capability of getting it out of them until we realized what we had to do, and you didn't need it because with mono you didn't have that much.
You couldn't
line on a small reel, so you couldn't use it anyway. Now it is, everything is getting lighter and smaller, and now we're starting to see it. The lighter reels, to be honest, we're not going to last as long.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a little bit more of a replaceable reel because they are lighter weight and things just aren't holding up as well for the length of time. Mm-hmm. They work beautiful for the first several years. And then you're going to start to see some small problems here and there. We're starting to see it occasionally, especially like on boat reels.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reels that get the most abuse, just terrible abuse.
Yeah. So how many have you ever counted how many long-range trips you've been on? Like back in the day when it was like...
I've been to the Riviera Islands about 25 to 30 times.
25 to 30 times. So that would be a 10 or more day trip.
Yes. Mostly I've been down there once on a 12-day. Is that
on a 12-day.
That's about the shortest you can possibly do.
Yeah. I took Trevor, my little grandson, which now looks down at me.
Yeah. and I mean, how lucky we are to be able to have gone there during that time.
Oh, yeah.
Now that you can't go there anymore. Yeah. It's a very magical place, but being replaced by other places to go fishing right now, right?
Oh, yes. This bluefin.
Yeah, like San Clemente Island.
Yeah, right.
Everything. I mean, how many times did you say, well, Jay, let's just go on a day and a half trip, and you got a shot at a big fish.
Yeah. Yeah. A cow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you go down to the Riviera Hayedos and maybe have a shot at a cow.
That's right. Especially when you can't. First quite a few years I went, everything was open.
Yeah.
So you were able to work from the outside in or the inside out and get all the spots. And you generally would find one where the fish would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only had probably four or five trips that really had quite a few large fish.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny that, like, we get guys that come in, oh, yeah, I didn't do that good. I only got 2 over 100.
Yeah.
Right. And they name it, and you
really?
Just think, like, you know, it's obviously it's a cycle and everything else like that is how everything's working. But it's funny. You're just like, okay.
So on this trip you were just on, it was a three-day trip?
Uh-huh.
What was working?
A lot of those, like, rip rollers, 200s, 3s, 4s, stuff like that. They're, you know, the knife jigs, of course, like, you know, Brian was right yesterday. It's just getting down to the fish right away. I mean, that's not really so much surface stuff or anything else like that. It's, you know, things are 25 to 45 fathoms is what I would guess most of that.
Yeah. And the daytime fish, was that on lures as well, or was
yes,
it,
okay. That was it. That's was odd. Cool. It was yeah. literally, it was literally nighttime fishing during the day,
wow,
but everything
fun.
Was working just like that. So, and a lot of sinker fishing and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get a good one?
No. I thought we were going to skip over that part.
Okay, sorry. Okay, we can just skip over that. But you caught your limit.
Yeah. It had. I did catch a huge seal.
Oh, nice.
We had a nice 100 and some pounder, and I could tell it wasn't the. Again, I'm being spoiled too, right? I could tell it wasn't the big one, right? So I'm all the way up at full. We're pulling it in, and it came up to the surface, and just this seal just rolled on it. It was crazy. It just grabbed the top of the head and just hung on, and, you know, passed it around with the crew, 4 or 5 guys just pulling on it and stuff like that, and just. They're super aggressive.
Yeah.
Sea lions. Super aggressive.
Yeah. It's so unreal that, you know, you could have a fish that, you know, is 100 pounds. And sea lion just grab it in some way like it was just like it was nothing, like it was absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and you know, my thoughts at the time was it wasn't like I was just dogging it, fishing no drag or anything, and it's just sitting around there. And I'm like, we were coming through the zone pretty quickly as far as getting them up, and then it was crazy. And once the hook ended up pulling, it's just greyhounding away like nothing's going on, and it's got this let's just say 100 pound fish in its mouth and just going like crazy, just running off. Oh,
wild,
cool.
Well, hopefully they'll fill up a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't
hopefully
know.
Something.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, something will happen. But anyway, back to reels and talking about what somebody should do to prepare for somebody going on a big fish trip here.
Yeah.
A day and a half. They're going on a big fish trip. They're going on a day and a half.
On the Liberty.
Yeah.
They're
going on a day trip on San Diego or the Liberty,
Yeah, look
right?
how many 150-pounders were caught between the Liberty and the San Diego and the Grande the last few days.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I think our definition of long range is changing a little.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what should somebody prepare for?
First thing, way ahead.
Yeah.
This is what's happened suddenly. Long range guys years ago, 16-day trip, 3 or 4 or 5 months before they're ready to go. We'd get their reels in, we'd get them all serviced, done, ready to go.
Right.
Now with this, there are so many people that are able to suddenly, you know, that have been taking day trips, day and a half trips with smaller fish. They don't realize that if they want to have something custom built and they come in now, you're going to be 2-3 months. We just are that swamped.
So you're not going to get your reel back till August.
Yeah.
That's right. Go ahead.
You guys don't open a side plate and throw a drag washer in there and put the screws back in and call it a day. I mean, you call it custom reel building. And that's what you do.
I would say we take 99% of the screws out of every reel, all the screws, inside, stuff like that.
Yeah, and each reel is tested 2-3 times to kind of make sure, like, you know, it's working right. And, shoot, he'll get one that's everything that drags right, it spins great, and he'll all of a sudden turn it where the handle's up a little bit, and he'd be like, oh, it doesn't spin that good. So then we got to rip it back apart and add, like, something that's as thin as a razor blade, a little shim on one side, and be like, okay, now when you put it back together, it spins okay. And so that's the kind of stuff that takes so long to do.
And if we load braid on a reel, that's what I've been doing almost every weekend, is just loading braid on reels for guys. Then, even though they've been built, tested, then we have to test them again, because occasionally, not very often, but occasionally when you load braid on it, you lose a little.
Oh.
Can happen. I mean, and you've got to go back in and adjust something.
Yeah.
Lose a little what?
Just a little free spool. Maybe the spool doesn't rotate as. In fact, I had one yesterday that I put the line on and I, whoa. So, and I know what it is. Occasionally when you pack line on a reel, a bearing will seat up a little bit and not get right against the shoulder or something like that. So you got to go in and tap it back into the shoulder so the sleeve is working.
So it's probably still pre-spooled just as good as it would have in a stock location.
Oh, not, no, still better than a stock location.
But not, but not Cali's quality.
Yeah, yeah, not what we wanted.
And,
yeah.
And then so often now guys have been wanting us to put when they're putting braid on, they'll say, hey, the top part, can you put 50 yards of white, and then the high-vis yellow, and then white, and then yellow. So they're doing every 50 yards for the top 200 yards. And guess what? You got to splice those in, and it's labor. It's,
right.
It's everybody splices. And because, you know, there is obviously they're coming out with different colors and stuff like that for guys. And but that's the kind of guy, things where guys are like, oh, geez, I want to do that. But, yeah, I guess it takes time and money, and so we're doing a little bit of that. Yeah,
and you have to figure how much yardage that reel holds.
Right.
Because hack it underneath. Then you put your 200 yards of the four color changes, and we've been just using just white and yellow because at night those blues and greens,
yeah, you can't see them.
Can't see them.
Well, and, yeah, and this whole thing of the night fishing has shifted a lot of people,
yes,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And now, of course, Iser has got that new line coming out. We've got it on order just like a lot of people do, and we're probably a little late getting our order in, and so that we can have it every 100 feet. And what I'm thinking about doing is just putting 500 feet on each guy's reel. Always have the white on the top.
Mm-hmm.
So that, okay, you know, all of us know, you're going to lose some spectrum. You know, every time you cut off and retie, you might lose some. Well, by having just the white on the top, the guy will lose 20, 30, 40 feet. We can come back, cut off that white, boom, add 100 feet back on, you're right like back in business.
Okay, cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here.
Boy, not only are these guys experts at what they do on the reels, but so much history of the fishing part of it and so much success. This is just going to be an awesome show with a couple of great buds. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hook Up on the phone. Phones are already getting packed up, but we do have a line open right now. One more time, it's 213-432-1090. Or the other way that's become so popular, and my phone is just constantly dinging off, is the text the show option. Mm-hmm. So popular, so many great questions coming via text. If you want to text the show, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's easy to get. It's a great way to listen to past shows. If Eric gives you some killer piece of info that you didn't quite remember, you can fire off the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can listen to previous shows. It's a great way to do it, and it's the only way that you can text your questions in today to Eric and Cal. And not only are you going to get a chance to have your questions answered by the experts, you are also going to get a shot at such a generous prize. And a big thanks to Eric and Cal. One lucky caller or texter at the end of the show is going to win a $100 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Built Reels. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. A great prize. And, I mean, this could be towards blueprinting your Talica. You might have a multi-$100 job, and that's going to knock it out. Or you might have a free service coming your way. It's just $100 coming your way thanks to our great buddies at Cal's. Nobody will treat your reel better than that. As we've always said, the way that it works at the end of the show is we're going to take one of all of the callers that make it on the air. We'll take one texter that makes it on the air, and then at the end of the show, Cal's going to do us the honors, flip the coin that will designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side, and away you go with your killer prize. So it's going to be a great show. Lots of great info coming up. You stay tuned. 213-432-1090. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing. your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Want to take your test from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
To find dealer locations and to find everything an angler needs, visit ATFCO.com. Cass Tours is the family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great morning talking fishing, and boy, what a busy morning it was. Looking out from the world headquarters over the fleet, everybody coming back this morning. Boats are dodging in and out. This is a big day.
Yeah, big day for sure down in San Diego, and a big day to talk about how to get prepared for your trip.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday got so much good information from Captain Brian Sim, and today you've got the real gurus, the literal real gurus of the.
Yeah, I mean, Gerby was talking about how important it is to have a reel that can handle big fish, and we've got the big fish reel guys in here today. So yeah, nice job, Pete.
Here they are. Yeah, for sure. Just work. And we had to coordinate with Eric and Cal's schedule because these guys are busy guys. Because not only are they busy, they need to also go out and do a lot of field research.
You're damn
too.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, well, I have this trip and that trip. You're pointing. Oh, Cal, you're pointing at him.
He's doing it this now.
He's doing the field research
he's
now.
The field research.
You're kind of hanging out more at home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, you put your time in.
On
the rail.
Yeah. Oh yes.
30 trips to the islands, I'd say so. Yeah.
How long ago did you start Cal's?
1972, I started long ranging.
And that's when you started doing the real thing.
Yeah. No. The real thing we started, I always kind of played with fishing reels back in, I would say late 70s, early 80s. I actually made a two-speed 349H.
Oh, this thing was pretty cool.
Wow.
Pretty cool, but almost unfishable.
I was a Wahoo fisherman, loved my Wahoo fishing. So I made one that was 9-1, high speed.
9-1.
9-1.
Wow.
10 feet of line every turn.
Every turn you tandem.
Oh, my God.
Things like a rocket ship.
And then at about 5 or 6 pounds of drag, it shifted back into the other gear. I put a clutch in there. And the only problem is I didn't get far enough into it that when I put it into free spool, that I disconnected the transmission that I had built on it. So every time you cast it, you hear this, all the gears and everything else. It was great. I tested it out at a little lake where I lived, and that worked fine. I could crank the jig. The only thing is I didn't have a hook on it when I was testing it.
Put a hook on it, you couldn't turn the handle.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of drag.
And like you said, he was thinking, but he was, not thinking that, like
we're
doing nowadays, you're putting the lower gear and you're going the other way.
So it actually dropped it back to 5-1, and it did work then.
Then it worked.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So what were you doing before you started doing custom reels?
I've had a production machine.
A machine shop. Yeah. So you were always a machinist.
I worked in there, and I'm also a graduate engineer.
Yeah. And then as Ali says in his show, you turn your passion into your profession.
Yeah. Well, when I first bought a pin, 50SW. My wife gave it to me for a Christmas present. We waited almost 6 months to get it. I took it fishing, and what a difference. I didn't get anything big, like a 100-125 pounder on it, which I still think is a nice fish.
Yeah.
But turned it inside out with that low gear, just wound it up with 100-pound test, and came back, and within, that was in March, and in July, I started delivering two-speed, old-style internationals made into two-speed.
So the story, you know, is that a 50SW was a two-speed model,
already,
which didn't exist previous to that. So
yeah,
you were used to fishing with international single-speed, but
oh,
then
yeah,
all of a sudden you've got this new two-speed, and it was then the light bulb went
off. Between my dad and I, we had 15 internationals, and I wasn't going to go out and buy 15 brand-new reels.
He's also thinking, too, so I was fishing at that point, too, so he was like, okay, wait a minute, three of us,
yeah,
we're all going to want to fish that one reel, right? And
yep,
so he's like, I got to figure out a way to do his first, and
yep,
that's what he did, and then eventually came up with the idea and got a few parts and this and that, and placed a little ad in Western Outdoor News, and oh my gosh, the next morning it just foam blew up.
Turned my old reel into a new reel.
Yeah. And you guys probably remember Ray Lemmy, possibly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, Ray was the guru on the internationals for sure, and that first Saturday, he called me, and he had got in 50 reels that morning to send to me.
Because oh,
I just
wow.
I told people to call on the
you
phone.
Just spread the word.
To send them to Ray. Or you asked him if they were a Ray Lemmy customer, and he says, oh, yeah. I just say, well, just take them to Ray. And Ray had that kind of reputation that if he said it's good,
it was good.
It was good.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
And I used his name. That's how I...
Wow.
Became what I, and then he taught me a lot of the drag stuff.
That's really cool. And then when did you come into the picture, Eric?
After high school and college and stuff like that, probably around the I was there working on other stuff, but not full time and everything. I would say probably like the 90-91 area.
Oh, okay, so you've been there for 30 years.
Yeah, right? I'm the new guy there.
The new guy. Well, phones are packed. The texts are pouring in.
They
if
really
you want
are.
To get through, there's one line open. Andrew's manning the phones today. Andrew's back today for a stint filling in for JP. So 213-432-1090 open right now. You want to get through? Have a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels.
That's
there's your
that.
Shot. Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's do that. Let's jump into the phones. We're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Doug. Yeah, I got a tank with 400 HQ, and I wanted to use it kind of like for daytime fishing, not for the real big. But how should I rig that thing?
For daytime fishing, if you're going to be fishing like a Colt Sniper or a Popper or even fishing it, as your live bait fly line outfit for catching a kelp patty yellowtail, a Tranks 400 is a great size reel, and I'd probably load it with 50 or 65-pound Spectra and then just fish a top shot that was appropriate to what you were doing. If you thought it was mainly going to be the Popper lure casting type reel, I'd probably fill it darn near. If it were me, I'd probably fill it full of 65-pound and then just fish a real short little piece of like a 40-pound fluorocarbon. Even though the 40-pound is probably heavier than you need for the rod that would be most right for it, for a Popper, for a Colt Sniper, it just gives you the little better abrasion resistance. And if it were going to be a 25-pound type live bait outfit, then I would just fish whatever top shot you find most appropriate for you. For some people, that's a 6-footer. For other people, that's a whole cast length. And for the people, that's 100 yards, and any one of those would do you just fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's one we haven't worked on, but rumor has it we own some of those, too.
So. All right, hope that helped you out, Mike.
Hey,
thanks a lot.
Go ahead. How long a pole?
How long a rod?
8 feet.
If
you were just strictly asking what's the number, 8 feet would be the right one. Good casting, still plenty enough to pull on if you've got a good size.
But you want something with some power to pull.
Sure. I mean, like anything, that's always subjective. The shorter the rod, the better your leverage. The longer the rod, the better your casting. On a reel of that size, we're typically not fishing for a fish that's so big that it's going to kick your butt too bad. So we tend to go a little bit longer because that's a great casting reel. So let's maximize the performance out of the kick-ass reel that you bought with a nice rod. rod that's going to give you that length, too.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Derek from Lake Elsinore sent us a great text here. And, of course, you can only text through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Of course, a lot of our people, if you haven't downloaded our app, it's free. App Store or Google Play. It's free. It's easy to use. And so many people are listening via the Let's Talk Hookup app and listening to the archives. I have a lot of people that download the like I could take today's show and re-listen on the plane on the way to Rancho Leonero this afternoon. It's kind of take it with you wherever you go. It's really a great service. So he says, Derek says, good morning, guys. I have mostly Akuma two-speed reels. Usually my best servicing, I'm best at servicing them myself. What benefits could I expect to bring my reels to your shop that I would get from home versus home?
On the Akumas, we only work on the Makairas, and we think we know them fairly well since we helped design them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we worked with them on the design. Maybe a little came in a little late on the end. Generally, what we do on the Makairas is we get you a little better range on the slider. Out of the box, they're probably, most of them are a little heavy.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, when you slide them into gear, you'll have strip drag quite a ways up towards strike, and then when you go over strike, they do tend to get very heavy.
When you say heavy, explain.
Just the ratio of movement of the lever arm to the amount of pounds that you get of drag.
So you go.
It's pretty touchy. It goes way up.
So from free spool to the strike button might be, 15 pounds of drag. But then past the strike button, an eighth of an inch might be another 10 pounds of drag.
So all of a sudden you put the thing too far. And all of a sudden you have too much drag.
Like when we explain that to guys, we tell him that, and he's like, oh, man, is that why when I went above the strike button and we bumped it up quite a bit, it broke off?
Yeah.
And I said, we just make it more user-friendly as far as the top end. They're not linear, but it's more linear, okay? Mm-hmm. So it has a better range
for smoother drag curve.
I mean, all the real manufacturers do great jobs. Some of them, the reels come out of the factory on the heavy side. That's what I'm talking about. Some of them come out on the light side for what we're doing. You can't build a universal reel to match whatever all the customers want to do with it.
So which ones come on the heavy side? Which ones come on the light side?
The Akumas come on the heavy side.
The very heavy
side. This is past strike. We're talking about all this past strike.
Well, that's all past strike. Or the distance, the amount of drag that you use on the lever coming to strike.
Okay.
You know, if you're only, say, fishing 20 pounds of drag at strike, and you slide it in gear, and you have your half a pound or pound of drag, which is a strip drag, we call it, that's where only half the drag washer is working, and you slide it halfway up to strike, and you still have that only that same amount, you really aren't using that whole area. What we try to do is build it so when you just come into gear, you have a fairly light drag, and then as you start to move up, your drag curve starts to work then. So it starts down at the bottom end all the way up to strike. Then when you go over strike, it is not so drastic either. So it gives you a much more usable reel, much more friendly reel.
Makes sense. Okay, so back to which reels are light, which ones are heavy?
Every manufacturer, like Shimano.
Different
models are different ways.
Gotcha.
You can take, to be honest, Talica 50s are quite heavy out of the box.
Yeah.
If you actually test them and everything else. We work on quite a few Talica 50s, and we will maybe bring them back a little bit so it's a little bit more usable for what that customer wants. I mean, we have some we just shipped to the Canary Islands. He only wants 18 pounds of drag at strike on a Talica 50.
Wow.
And that's, you got to work on that.
So like when you set the 18 at strike, when you came back towards the free spool button, you were halfway back and it was in a free spool. Well, that's not any good. I mean, as far as, you're not using the full lever on it. Part of that is machining cams and stainless plates and everything and then setting it all up.
And he wanted over 30 at full. So now we had to redesign some things so that we could get it. We were able to get it for him. Our biggest problem is we never hear back from people. unless there's a problem, these are things that happen. Everybody has a different way that they want to fish.
I love that.
That's cool.
When I think about you talk about that guy wanted 18 pounds of strike. The last two reels that we sent, they wanted, 30 pounds of strike. I mean, what a difference, almost double out of the exact same reel.
Well, then we, there, there maybe we all four of us right here might have the same reel, and we might fish it all completely different. Yeah. Different rod, different, you know, everything. So.
No, Pete and I just fish ours the way you guys
do. Yeah, whatever you say.
Yeah, we send them to you. And
we do get a lot of the guys that say, what do you think?
Yeah, however they come back, that's how we fish them.
No, we always ask him how
Absolutely.
You know, that's the one thing that we do have to know. We get people that will say, well, gee, I don't know, but then how do I build it to fish you?
I know that I like to fish a lot of drag, a lot more than necessary, but in knowing, and Cal builds them that way, but I also have to, you know, I have to, like, breathe through my nose. When I get a bite, my drag lever only comes forward a half of an inch. You know, I mean, I do a lot of the initial fighting of my fish well below the strike button.
At a lighter setting,
And it just takes, you know, you got to remember that, because if you get fired up and get a bite and take one of my reels and push it all the way to strike, it's likely not going to last through that first run. You know, you'll bust them off. But once they've made that first run or settled down and you get into strike, now you're applying a lot of drag pressure. And should you need to go to even more when they're up and circling, you've got a lot more to just to stop that little bit of slip from happening when a big one is spinning.
And around. I was going
to
say, too, historically, like through our company, it's not always heavy drags. My dad and I have done a bunch of reels for guys and gals that are fishing really light drag pressure, and they're wanting to go for like IGFA records on really light stuff, and they're actually wanting to, again, still have the range on the slide lever for really light fishing, and those are kind of fun projects of doing stuff like that, of like trying to get, like, you know, what's some of the pressures.
We've built reels for 4 pound tests.
Wow,
that's great.
That's got to be a challenge.
1.5 pounds of drag on the slider.
Wow.
I mean, that it was a chore, but we did it for a lady that's extremely good fish. She at one time
she's got tons of records,
like 10 or 12 world's records.
Amazing.
In fact, 200-pound yellowfin on 20-pound IGFA.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. And when you're fishing that light stuff, you need to know exactly where it has to be.
Yeah,
for sure. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero for our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament. And let's talk to John Ireland. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, Eric.
Morning. Morning.
Hi, John.
John. So how's the tournament going?
19 boats left this morning. We'll roll out, and we'll see how they come in this afternoon. You know, the fishing has gotten better. But it's been interesting, you know. The water temp's about the same as last week, ranging between 76 and 81, depending on where you are. And the weather's been real cool. It's a cool evening. You almost want a light jacket out on the patio in the dining room in the evening. And then again in the morning, it's cool. It's in the high 60s, believe it.
Wow.
Although I'd recommend everyone take a light jacket for that first hour fishing in the morning. It's really different weather. Really pleasant, though, you know what I mean? The highs are in the low 80s. It's really, really gorgeous weather. Anyway, back to the fishing. The yellowfin finally showed up. They showed up early this week, a long ways out, under the porpoise, about 50, 55 miles off, believe it or not. And everybody getting out there on them, the limited on fish, they're ranging between 10 and 25 pounds for the elephant. And huge pods of porpoise and a lot of yellowfin underneath them as well. It seems like every day they're moving a little closer. Right now, yesterday, they're about 25 off. And like I said, everybody's getting on them and limiting. So I expect most of the gang to roll out there and hit on the yellowfin pretty hard. But strike marlin bite is strong as usual. And not much pressure. At least one per boat. And they're all off of the park, actually, from the lighthouse south to the park in that area. They're all being taken on valley here. Almost all the tuna are getting picked up on the Hoochies, Cedar Plus, and they're loving the Rapalas, too. Right in front of the hotel, for the last couple of weeks, we've been picking up some nice wahoo, ranging between 30 and 50 pounds, and almost all on Rapalas, and we're only a couple hundred yards beyond our boat mooring. It's really interesting to see them in that close. But quite a few wahoo are coming in for this time of year. And again, overall, the fish has been improving markedly as the water temp improves. On the bottom, we still got yellowtail coming in, a couple per day. Nice size yellowtail between 20 and 40 pounds. So a lot of variety, you know, and our fishes are improving. We're kind of depending on the yellowfin for the tournament. I'm expecting quite a few yellowfin coming in this afternoon.
All right. Well, sounds great.
Certainly some good fishing to be had, John. And I know, Pete, you're very anxious to get down and get your sample.
Yeah, I have that Alaska afternoon flight and be in there probably about right about cocktail time. By the time I pull into the ranch, just in time for dinner and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll shoot the bar, Pete, for sure.
I look forward to it. And of course, I'm going to be bringing down plenty of checks to give away a lot of money. Thanks to Jave at Statewide Stripes. He gave us $1,000 cash, and we have a trip to Rancho Leonero. We have gift certificates to Fisherman's Landing Tackle to give away, Costa Sunglasses, and a lot of great stuff to give away for our awards, of course. That will happen Tuesday night.
Nice.
Because it's a three-day tournament, and then you take the best 2 days of your 3 days fishing, and those are the ones that count. So, fun tournament, and always a great time at Rancho Leonero. Can't wait to see you, John. In the meantime, if somebody wants to come down to absolute paradise right here in the backyard here. Here I am doing the show here this morning, and I'll be sitting at the bar this afternoon.
So cool.
How easy it is to get to Rancho Leonero. How do we do it?
Pretty easy, Pedro. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We're uploading pictures almost every day. So looking forward to seeing you, amigo.
All right, amigo. I'll see you in a little bit. Thanks a lot for the call. Look forward to joining the group. All right. Take care.
Bye, John. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls, and we're going to check in with the Catch Report. You stay tuned. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. As promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our catch report. Man, right now, this one is so important. And what's important is finding the lowest gas prices possible for your car, truck, and most importantly, for your trailer boat. And those are only available at Summit Gasoline in San Diego at the Sports Arena. You can get your California fishing licenses there 24 hours a day. You can buy discount bait certificates for every Ham Brothers Bait Company. They have beer, they have soda, snacks, and 100 pounds of free ice when you get a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. It's Summit Gasoline. Stop by, say hi to Martha and the friendly staff, and so much more.
And punch Putin.
There you go.
Yeah.
Only a buck. You know, that was so fun. Frank was so stoked on that. That was really cool. Yeah, that was really, really cool. They have the lowest prices on gas and a very easy pull-through with your boat and trailer. That's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start it off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up? What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're doing great. That was a lot of fun last week hearing from you at the island, and some good fishing going on, and man, we're just anxious to hear how it's continued.
Right on. Well, hey, you know, we did have a good week. Our water temps up here is 67 degrees, which is, you know, it's good. It's just been a slow uptick there, and that sea temp has been nice, and some real clean water. And with that, you know, the half-day fishing has been great, with plenty of opportunities to catch fish. You know, we're fishing real close to the harbor, right there off Dana Point proper, inside that Red Whistle buoy there, or up there off Salt Creek, along a little bit of kelp that's growing up there. We have anchovy for our live bait right now, and it's been great. As you can imagine, the fly line bait, hard to beat an anchovy and the kelp for that bass fishing. You know, light lines, guys fishing like that 15-pound line, small sliding egg sinker, number four or number two hook. It's, you know, super easy and fun, even for the first timers. So it's been good. We're catching fish on the artificial stuff too. Some guys fishing the hard baits and the rubber lures as well. 3/4 day fishing right now. We're tapping into the rockfish in the mornings for a couple hours just to get some fish there in the bags. Some nice ones again. That anchovy on the double dropper loop's been a killer. Some mixed reds, boccaccio made up a majority of the catch out there. And then mid-morning, we've been kind of pushing into the beach and setting up kind of once conditions are straightened out. You know, we had a little bit of southeast in the morning, so trying to get the boat to lay right into the kelp with the, you know, the little breeze pushing you off of it in the morning has not been proper. So we've kind of just been out in that deep water and then getting into the inner stuff there later in the morning. But same deal, man. That current and some super clean water pushed in that little stretch of the beach, you know, yellowtail kelp, barn kelp. More fish on the live bait, of course, but same deal, plenty of action on the artificial lures. Ricky, you'll dig this one. That bone-colored waxwing has been money this week, man. I can't tell you how many nice bass were caught on that that old-school waxwing.
And what a fun way to catch them, too. Chuck it and wind it. It's nothing better.
Right? And you can make that bomber cast, you know, while the guys are on the tank chumming, you know, actively. You'll see those fish out on the periphery, you know, that sometimes it's hard to get an anchovy out that far. And, you know, you can make a bomber cast with that waxwing and, you know, really pick your cast. And it's been a real good tactic for some of the guys throwing that stuff.
The sports so barber fun. Special, yeah, man. Exactly. He's the king of the waxwing.
Exactly.
Oh, he is. Good to know.
Benny, too. I know Benny's a big, waxwing guy.
Hit into his personal stash there, restock. But over at Clemente, the Furies had some good shots at the yellows still this week. You know, they had a little bit of weather. He kept them out of there for a day or two. But they were over there yesterday. They kind of toughed it out in some windy conditions. They had a handful of yellowtail. I think Marcus said they had 4 fish. Squid being super important on that stuff. So he's got their guys up grinding through the night to, you know, pick what they can to get in their tanks there for hook bait. But that's been super important. And, you know, after that kind of a deal, they're back to the inside fishing some bass, some barracuda, bonito along the kelp. The water temp over there is still kind of in that low 60s, so it's still trying to perk up over there. It had been a little chilly. I know they had some 58 stuff a week and a half ago, so it's slowly climbing, but I'm sure, you know, we get some sunshine and some stuff like that, and that wind backs off a bit. They'll get some shots of that stuff there too. So that's our week. It was a good week. You know, we can just imagine as water keeps perking up, things are going to just get better and better. So reservations are a must. It's going to be a busy summer for us. So jump on that. You can book online at danawharf.com or super simple. You can go to the West Hawk hookup page. Click on that Dana Wharf banner ad, and that'll take you over, and you can book online from there.
Right on. As always, Willie, a great report. Killer discounts. You guys just do it right, man. We sure appreciate everything going on up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you then. Have a good week.
Thanks, Willie. Keep up that bass fishing, man. That sounds fun. We dig it.
Roger.
Talk to you next Sunday.
Later.
See you, bud. All right. Now let's head on down to Cedros Sport Fishing. We got our man, Jeff Flowers, is on the line. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Hey, sitting here listening to the show and the four favorite people that I know that are on the show today, I realized that, like all fishermen who are listening today, I'm not the problem losing fish now. It's my reel.
That's right.
And what great people Cal and Eric are. Humble and knowledgeable. They give out information for free. Awesome people. Great show. So going on what's happening down in Cedros. So Rosie's down there right now doing a turnaround down at the CBX. And the fish report that came back for this week was phenomenal as usual. But highlights are guys are leaving the dock at 6, getting bait, making bait, and fishing by 6:45, and back at the dock at 7:30, 7:45 with limits of yellowtail.
Jeez.
Holy cow.
Can you imagine?
Is that good?
Yeah. and these are not smaller fish. These are nice, great fish. So they're unloading and then going back out and playing tag with some other species. And
yep.
We had a couple of guys that were out this last week that had 100 calico bass days, hook and release. And, you know, then they said, okay, what do you want to fish next? And they said, hey, can we try some halibut? And they drove up the beach, and they brought back 15 legals that day. So things are crazy down there. It's phenomenal fishing.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it gets such light pressure now that, I mean, my gosh, it's like a wide open deal. Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't seen anybody down there fishing, you know, really for the better part of 6-7 months. So
yeah.
Everybody's excited. The second lodge, I think their first trip is in a couple weeks. And Rosie,
I can't wait to go
to.
When are you going,
yeah.
Eric?
August.
August, yeah. Ricky's going in August,
yeah.
Too. And, of course, we have our first Let's Talk Hookup trip in July. Yeah, so we got a lot of trips coming up here. It's
yeah,
speaking our language, Jeff.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Rosie's got a few trips that have some open spots. Some people, unfortunately, recently came down with some COVID, and some people had some family obligations that popped up. And then there's a spot on a really good trip, the RH Overboard, Rosie's husband's overboard trip, in August from the 15th through the 20th. I got 3 spots open.
Wow.
So if anybody's thinking about wanting to go, time to chime in and sign up. So
you can get in. I mean, whereas things have been sold out to the best lodges on Cedros, don't be fooled. Like Jeff always says, these are the ones you want to go to.
Yep.
Be either lodge number one or number two, Cedros Sport Fishing. How do we get a hold of you?
Get a hold of Rosie. She is a preeminent hostess. So you can always reach her on her cell, and she answers. She'll call you back if she doesn't. And that's 619-772-7570. And you can always reach her through the website, which is cedrossportfishing.com. Make sure you're not seeing the wrong website. And you can take a look at the trips that have some spots open. Take a look at some of the pictures, and you can also check out the Cedros Sport Fishing Facebook site and see some of the pictures that she's been putting up, and it's been phenomenal down there. Weather's great, water's flat. It's a great time to do it.
All right.
I love it. Great job, Jeff. Appreciate that report very much. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. Now let's hit the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is wrapping up our catch report this morning. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Man, we're doing excellent, buddy. How is this week?
You know, the halibut fishing on those Cedros trips is a sleeper.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool if you know, once you get your fill, you focus on those things. I remember we had a trip where there was a... It was all clean water on the inside there, but there was a band about 40, 50 feet of this, a little green strip on this one beach. And we went in there with swim baits, and we conked like 30 of them in there, you know, half of them legal. It was probably the best halibut action I've ever seen.
That's cool. Fun stuff.
Speaking of good action, just terrific, terrific fishing on the beaches. Solid week. Water temps are on the rise. You know, we're getting into those low 60s now, getting up towards 63, I think, down San Diego way. Tons of bait in the shallow still in the bays. Another grunion run, strong tides on that last new moon. So all these elements came together, and the catch report reflects that. Hook, line, sinker reported good white sea bass action on the new moon tides. The stretch west of the harbor out towards Refugio has been best. A 30-inch fish was taken at Naples, a 34-inch fish off Gaviota. It's been a mix of short and legal fish, but lots of fish in the shallows is what they're reporting there. Grunion pattern swim baits fished at higher tides have been the ticket there. Flash minnows, cut anchovy or sardine also working. And like I said, with all the bait inside, the halibut bite was right there too. Top fish went 34 inches. It was taken on a swim bait also. The swim baits really fished well this week. The barred perch bite is starting to tail off a little bit with the warmer water. Some smaller fish, still a few spawners here and there. Wiley's reported good halibut bite on the backside of that grunion run. Top fish was a 33-inch model taken on a 5-inch grunion pattern swim bait fished near the pier. Some anglers caught and released, the same angler caught and released a 4-pound calico bass. Surprise catch was a 3-pound, 2-ounce spot fin croaker taken off Oxnard on a lugworm. Not a lot of spot fin up here, not a lot of good size spot fin, so that was an interesting catch there. Just Fishing reported 8-pound striped bass taken off El Segundo on a cut anchovy. The sand crab showing real strong on all the South Bay beaches there. Big Fish reported good halibut action on the new moon, Cherry Beach, Sunset, 72nd place, and Bolsa Chica, all kicking out fish. Lots of 18 to 28 inch fish in and around the harbor. A 12-pounder was taken at the Bolsa Chica Inlet on a cherry berry flash minnow. Hogan's reported good barred perch action off Salt Creek there. A shop regular caught and released 11 fish yesterday, up to 1.5 pounds. Reported several fish over the 1-pound mark, some nice fish there, and a 2.5-pound corbina. All the fish taken on sand crabs, and then finally Pacific Coast reported more good halibut action. The lagoons and bays are on fire right now. The shop told me they're checking in like 3 legal fish a day. Still some stories of some lost big ones, and also a red hot spot fin bite developing there, especially in and around the pier there. 2 3-pound fish topped by a 5-pound 4-ounce fish. So all the players coming to the good table job, as Dundee. We round the corner going towards spring and summer.
Yeah, here we go. All right. Well, good. Gunderson, crew extraordinaire. A lot of fishing going on, and we sure appreciate your report and talk to you next Sunday.
All right, Pete. Hey, I wanted to mention something. They gave me a column over at Western Outdoor News. It's called Backwaters. So looking forward, we're going to – I guess when you become a geezer, Pete, they give you a column. You see that?
Hey, so
that's awesome.
So you're going to get your own column at Western Outdoor News?
Yeah. Honestly, it's an honor. You know what I mean? As a kid, if I ever thought of myself being a columnist, I think of all the great columnists who've written for that newspaper over the years. And so I'm thrilled. And we'll be talking about all kinds of oddball subjects and, you know, kind of off the beaten path and fishing related, of course.
And it's called Backwater.
Backwater.
Yeah, cool. All
That's
right.
Awesome,
well, speaking
Dundee.
Of congratulations, speaking of Western Outdoor News, don't forget next weekend is their big $10,000 California Yellowtail Jackpot Tournament. So that's going to be a great one. $10,000 courtesy of lots of great sponsors. It's going to be hosted at the San Diego Marlin Club here, and they also have optional tuna and jackpot cash, tuna and yellowtail cash jackpots. So sign up now at wonews.com, and that's next weekend, June 11th. It's a one-day tournament, June 11th. That's next Saturday, 1 week from yesterday. So sign up at wonews.com, and Gundy, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good week of fishing.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. And it is time to hit the beach. For all your surf fishing needs, check out surffishtackle.com. Also, CCA California and Bill Varney are teaming up again this summer for several of the on-the-beach surf fishing clinics. You'll find all the details at fishthesurf.com. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Every single phone line packed solid. Text the same. You stay tuned. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewrich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out with a great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.